The DNR and elected officials in Jefferson County have agreed on a plan to expand existing parks, add new ones, and establish 100 miles of trails connecting the parks and cities. Over the next couple of decades, more than 28,000 acres could be protected at a cost of $125 million. Greg David lives in Jefferson County and is leader of a multi-county resource conservation council. He says what's to be called the Glacial Heritage Area will help protect the natural resource commonwealth in the Madison-Milwaukee corridor.
Over half the state's population lives within an hour and a half of the parks that we're talking about, so it will give a lot of people the opportunity to come to a resource-based park and to commune with nature, if you will.
At yesterday's DNR board meeting, outdoors groups mostly praised the plan, but they also raised concerns that trapping and perhaps hunting won't be allowed on much of the land. Ed Harvey heads the Wisconsin Conservation Congress.
What we're really concerned about is a statewide precedent that we've been seeing happening, not just in this property, but a couple of other properties where properties are repeatedly being purchased as park properties. And what happens then is it puts us in a situation where we have no discussion of trapping, and hunting is gone also.
Harvey says over the next few years, his group will push to have those two activities allowed on part of the new public properties in Jefferson County. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.